You know what? Come in and I'll show you how we can get out.
If you've never been, think puzzles. Theater, teamwork, and brain power. The more puzzles you solve, the quicker you open doors and find your way out of the room. Locked Up Bloomington owner Stacy Reisdorf says each room has a storyline too.
You are a secret agent, but you're captured, so you start off in handcuffs right here.
A game master listens and watches your every move through infrared cameras, so if you get stuck, you can ask for help. We can't tell you too much about the game room or we'd give away the puzzles. Players do have 60 minutes to escape, but game designer Craig Mapes says the staff has just as much fun as the players.
It's more, what's the word, addicting? Actually, they're addicting to me and I build them.
Locked Up plans to expand to Mishawaka, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. Other local game puzzlers say the escape room market hasn't hit its ceiling. Enigma Puzzle House is Bloomington's first escape room. Game designer David Frew says the most difficult part of the business is creating the rooms themselves. But that's what makes every escape room different.
Here, you're dealing with the real world. It's a real space, which means that people can climb on tables, people can flip things upside down, they can interact with your game in ways that you didn't predict.
File this one under unresolved.
They plan to open their third room by the end of the month. Enigma Puzzle House owner Scott Smith calls their business the mom and pop model. They build and pay for it as they go.
We'll always have a crowd of people coming in because they know that there's going to be something different each time, something weird, something unique. And so we are only limited in that sense by our imaginations, which are pretty weird, I have to say.
Good luck.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Joe Wren.